but you must maintain. You buy a new car, and they say, we're going to fill it up for you. You ever had that to happen? You bought that new car. We're going to fill it up for you. And you just drove that car from then on, never had to fill it again. You know that's a lie. You had to go by that service station many times to get some refillings in order for that car to keep operating. You have to go back again many times and get refilled to maintain a spiritual producing life. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to God. And Acts 10:46, which I referred to earlier, Acts 10:46 says, talking about the initial sign, this is when Peter went to Cornelius' house and preached, right? He preached, and the Bible says in Acts 10:46, and they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. They heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can anybody forbid water? That means he wants them, they could, can you say they shouldn't be baptized? Like we were baptized? No? I remember my first experience with being filled with the Holy Spirit. I remember. Because we grew up in a church. We didn't have this teaching. We taught being born again. We taught water baptism. We told tongues that speaking in tongues for those sanctified folks. I wonder what were we? For those sanctified folks, I wonder what were you? What were we? When you got born again, you were unsanctified? See, hold, you get the package deal. You get born again, you were made righteous. You're sanctified. You're set apart. You're a child of God. You see how ignorant can hinder you? And it hindered me for a long time. I ought to be talking in tongues when I was a little boy. I should have been, but I didn't know. How can you? But you think I'm going to cheat these young people? No, no, no. I'm not going to let them go through what I went through. My grandchildren and all that, no, you're going to have to be, you have to, baby, you're going to have to receive the Holy Ghost. Huh? Let them receive at an early age. We got to stop being shameful and withdrawn. I don't want to hurt nobody's feeling. Get your feeling out the way if you're getting in the will of God now. Take it over that room and chunk it, trash it, do something. Because the will of God is more important than anything else. And they go through life, they don't have nobody to help them in times of trouble. They ain't going to be feeling concerned about their feeling when they offer that drug. Or they offer them some kind at an early age, offer them to get involved in a sex activity. Or steal something. Or lie about something. They're not going to be concerned about their feelings. Now, why we have to be so withdrawn? Why we have to be so quiet? Come on, I know I'm preaching this morning. And let the enemy just take him and do whatever he wants. He's a devil. He's a liar. He can't have my family. He can't have you. I'm responsible for you. You're going to have to individually make the choice that I don't want what you're saying, Pastor. But if you sit here and said, keep coming here, I'm going to be on you. Amen. To help you. to grow up in Christ. That you pray in tongues and I'm going to check on you and be checking on you. And that's why we got the prayer line. Don't have enough participants in that on that prayer line. We got way more members than we do have on that prayer line. Are y'all hearing me? You need to be participating. He didn't tell us everything will be nice and comfortable to the flesh. Come on now, y'all. Like I said, I'm preaching better than you responding, but I'm going to preach whether you respond or not. Because I love you. And every believer, we were so heavy, strong. Everybody ought to tithe. Everybody ought to tithe. Yeah. I'm on the emphasis, everybody ought to be speaking in tongues. Now, I guarantee you, you get to speaking in tongues, right? You go beyond tithe. We don't want to get the horse by the tail. We want to get it caught before the horse. We want to get the cart behind the horse. Hello? Hello, somebody. So every believer should have this privilege, this honor. Because the Father granted the gift. And every one of us should have this privilege. And no one should be denied through false teaching, wrong living. No one. You should be informed so you can make your own choice. Hello, somebody. That you, individually, I will set aside private time for myself. And I talk to God in tongues.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
And I will gather with others. Yes. And we pray together. We'll pray corporately in tongues. And not ashamed of it. And we will see miracles.
Yes.
We will have signs,
yes,
and wonder. We will have demonstration.
Yes.
Of the Spirit. We will see answers to prayer. We will see loved one come out of sin. We will see loved one delivered from the power of the devil and coming into the kingdom of God. We will see our people prosper and be successful.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
And we won't have to let them get involved in drugs to do it. Get killed, locked up, and locked down, and kicked to the curb, living like scum. But they live like the king and the queen they are. In Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Anybody in this house today, when we compromise or refuse because we're afraid somebody's going to get mad, you just have to be mad, my friend. And if you're going on with God, you'll get over it. Because he's going to tell you the truth. He's not going to change because you get mad. Or even because you disagree. And I don't agree with you, God. I don't agree with what you're saying. He's not going to change. He had that to happen many times. Hello? He had people that disagree with him. He's never changed. He's still the healer. He's still the healer. He's still the Savior. He's still the life-giving Spirit. He's still who he is. He hadn't changed and he'll never change. But he'll change you. You can be changed, but he can't be. And he will not change for nobody, no one, anytime, anywhere. He won't change. So, If God said it, that means it's right. You ought to be talking in tongues every day. How many days?
Every day.
Every day of your life, you ought to have this fellowship. It helps you to commune with God. Amen.